Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg.
Coming to the plate, number 10, third base, Skipper Jones.
That's what you're going to flip that and just introduce our guest, which would
have been
cool.
No, man, that's the chipper music.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying we could have flipped it. And I wonder if he played, what was his number? And if it were number 10, that would be scary. Wouldn't it, though? It's been a minute since we talked to Joe, man.
I know, man.
Hey, where you been?
What's good, guys?
You've been doing stuff behind our back. We've been hearing you host other shows around here and produce other shows.
Trying to put me to work.
He's all over the place. How did you survive the last 3 days and nights?
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, some long nights, of course. Probably felt longer for Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris up there. I mean, you know, because they're doing the hard work. We're basically, you know, mainly just watching TV as well as doing a little bit of talking and writing. But, yeah, man, it's been an exciting 3 days for the Falcons up there at Flyer Branch. It's funny, you talk about the late nights. On Thursday night when they were doing the press conference, which was, I think, a tough press conference, talking about all the Michael Penix stuff, you could kind of see whoever wasn't talking between the two of them was kind of just that late night stare that you do when you're just kind of running out of juice. Because, and Raheem, as soon as the press conference wrapped up, Raheem Morris, obviously coming from L.A., he's like, you know, these East Coast draft nights ain't no joke, man. he was ready to hit it and get back to work on Friday.
Joe, what was the look? What was the expression? What were the sounds that were made when you heard that first name called? And
yeah, that guy's,
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, that it was truly shocking. You know, I actually wasn't inside the media room. I was actually doing some work with some other media. So I was standing just outside. And because of that, I wasn't able to see any of the tweets that were coming through that were apparently leaking the pick that, you know, was a few minutes before it actually happened. So I'm kind of outside working, talking into a TV camera, and I just see his name flash up, his face, obviously, and I was stunned. You know, it was almost hard to continue speaking because your mind starts racing so much, trying to comprehend what happened. And I think all of us were pretty dumbfounded for a while until at least we got to talk to Terry and Raheem and kind of hear some more of the reasoning as to why they went ahead and made the pick. And, you know, it's still shocking to be honest, but, you know, I'll give those guys this, and in particular Terry, which is that, you know, this is a decision that could cost him his job if things go south for this team and they, you know, aren't competitive again or as competitive as Arthur Blank wants them to be this year. And it's a decision that could cost him his job. That's a decision really made for the long term health of the Falcons going forward. And so you have to respect, I think, at least the conviction to be able to pull off what is almost a selfless move in that respect. When you think about the fact that the purported benefits of such a move, he might not even be around for. Now, I hope I definitely hope I'm wrong, and I hope that he is around and Michael Penix comes and there is a smooth transition in the quarterback years to come, but you're just not going to see that pay off for, you know, there could potentially be a couple presidents that we see before the, you know, before Michael Penix's real value truly pays off and the cost that it took for the Falcons to grab him.
Wow, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Hey, we haven't had him in a while. Great to have him on. It's Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick200. All right. The rest of the draft seemed to have been really focused on defense, which is what we expected in a first round pick. Do you feel like this team, made some moves that really fulfilled things? And why so much defensive interior? What are these guys trying to tell us?
Well, the way I kind of, if I could draw like a thread through the entire, like that kind of connects a lot of the picks, all the premium picks the Falcons had in this draft from the first round through the, you know, let's say like third, early fourth round, it's that they are trying to prepare for the future and kind of build out a long-term runway for this team to kind of transition from one era of Falcons football to the other. Now, we're kind of entering a new era as it is because we have, you know, Kirk Cousins coming into town, and he's obviously going to, I'm sure the Falcons hope, take them to new heights. But on the defensive side of the ball, you've got some older players. You know, I almost hate talking about it with Grady Jarrett because he's such a special person and such a professional and a leader of this defense and this team and so well liked in the community. But I think that it does speak to not necessarily them moving on from Grady now, obviously, but I do think that it is them, you know, making sure that they're covered for when the time comes that, you know, Grady's no longer a Falcon. And we'll see when that is. He's coming off an ACL tear, which is obviously a very serious injury when that ended his season last year. And he and David Onyemata both on that interior are, you know, on the wrong side of 30 now. And so you have, you know, it's just the laws of nature, right, is that time is going to come for all. And you have to be prepared. So the Falcons really did that in this draft, and they did it in a specific way. That's a player type that they clearly, Terry talked about it yesterday, and Raheem as well, a player type that they were clearly going after, which is these kind of longer interior players. Because, you know, it's interesting, Raheem said that he did a study with current Jets defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, but Ulbrich was the linebackers coach here in Atlanta when Raheem Morris was the defensive coordinator and then the interim head coach. And they said that they found basically that these longer players, the guys with the longer arms, these longer frames, even on the interior, that frame helps them actually shed blocks, get off of blocks. And that's just something that's kind of a correlation going back to players for a long time. And so despite the fact that they didn't, you know, there was some controversy because there were some maybe higher rated players on the consensus boards that they didn't ultimately get. I'm talking specifically when they went with the Ruka Roro guy. But they like Roro's frame and the fact that he's going to be able to develop his pass rush moves and, you know, become a guy, but they're not going to kind of depend on him to step in right away to be a starter, just the same way with Michael Penix. So I think a lot of these draft picks that you saw them take on the defensive side of the ball in this draft are kind of, they have long-term hopes for, but also they're going to be able to step in the rotation right away and make an impact.
All right, Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You weren't listening earlier, but Sam decided we're going to make you pay for not being on with us for so long. So take that hat off and put your baseball hat on right now. We're going to talk about this Braves team and where they are right now.
We got a World Series preview in town.
Yeah, man. So
ain't nobody talking about it.
I was thinking about this, guys. I figured we'd talk some baseball this morning, as we tend to do. And I was thinking about the Strider injury, and how there was a lot of panic about that at the time. And did the Braves need to go out and, you know, get a starting pitcher? Ultimately, I think they do. But the reason I was thinking about it is just because, you know, if you didn't know that happened, and you just kind of, if you're checking in on the Braves for the first time this season, you just see the record and the stats. It's like, okay, yeah, like this is exactly what I expected, which is just kind of this unstoppable force of a team. Now, I'm not saying the loss of Strider isn't going to affect them at all. In fact, I do think it's going to have a massive impact on how their season ends, which is in the playoffs, but that's the point, is that this team even with Strider going down, it was never going to impact this team's, you know, hopes or ability to make the playoffs and win this division again, I think. But yeah, once you get there, that then you're going to really kind of feel that loss. And we'll see how the Braves get on. I'm sure that they will try to bolster that rotation as much as possible. Alex Anthopoulos has just kind of been a master at preparing his teams for the playoffs during that trade deadline window. Maybe actually it's not even so much rotation arms as it is, you know, just beefing up that bullpen as much as possible, because that's what led them to that World Series title in 2021. They were light on starters that year as well, but it was, you know, just these dominant bullpen arms that they really leaned into during the postseason, that postseason run that really carried them, and they got some guys who caught fire. And so we'll hope to see that happen again. And we know that this team's ambitions, I mean, just because they lost a player isn't going to change this kind of world championship or die attitude that they came into the season with. So it's been great to see. And then also, obviously, the other huge story about this team is Marcell Ozuna so far this year. And it's, you know, obviously he's been through a lot, and, you know, some of it his fault, some of it, you know, not maybe, I don't know, but like, he's obviously, you know, had a quite a roller coaster tenure here in Atlanta. And it's just really great to see him kind of, you know, overcome all this stuff, you know, again, whether it's his fault or not, and have a season like this. And who knows, maybe his Braves tenure goes even longer than his current contract, where it's kind of funny because especially a couple of years ago when some of the domestic stuff came down, which, you know, I think I think the Chargers got dropped or whatever it was, but good to see him overcome that. And maybe his contract even goes longer, because I know at the time there's some people who just wanted that contract to end immediately. And now I think it'll be hard for the Braves to justify letting him go, because he's such an important player for this team right now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Joe Patrick podcast. Which
I know that's right.
Sorry, guys. I mean, I didn't intend to ramble.
We love you, boo. And if I needed a cup of coffee, that would have been a perfect time to go grab one, because now it's actually perfect, because we can now switch hats again. What was the third thing we wanted to talk to him about? Because it was football.
Boom Yakamaka.
Thank you.
Yes. How do we not score on these guys last night?
He's earning his
money. We run him out of the bins a month ago, yep. And what is happening with this crew right now?
Yeah, that was depressing. I mean, like, you know, it's one thing to not get the result you want, and that's not the result they wanted. I mean, you typically say when you go on the road, you know, you're happy with a draw. But this team has dropped points to the point where, like, when you have a team, when you're playing a team where you feel like you're better than, and you proved that earlier this season, you should still beat them on the road. It's not enough to settle for a point. Ultimately, at the end of the year, you want to kind of average having earned about a point per road game, and then you're doing a good job. But on an individual basis, just game by game, like, you want to win these games, especially when you feel like you should. And not only to not win that game, but for it to just kind of be as dreary and lifeless as it was. Like, there, you know, obviously no goals scored between the two teams, which is a credit to, you know, Atlanta United defensively, especially considering the fact that they were starting a 20-year-old making his MLS debut last night, who's come through their academy, and they're really shorthanded there. That's the reason why he was starting. It's good that they kept the clean sheet, but, you know, you've got some of the, you know, most kind of spectacular attacking players supposedly in MLS, with guys like Thiago Almada, Yorgos Yakimakis, and they just weren't able to, you know, generate those attacking opportunities. And it's not just down to them. Like, I do think that the fact that they did have, you know, these really depth center backs playing last night, I think that actually does affect the offensive flow. I thought that the buildup wasn't just as quick and urgent as I think it could have and should have been if you had your starters in there to then generate opportunities for the attacking players. But, you know, they've got to turn things around. And this is a really important year for Gonzalo Pineda as the head coach of this team. You know, this is the last year of his deal guaranteed. There's option years coming up, but Atlanta United could part with him after this season if they want to. And this is a year where they certainly expect to be getting results. And not to say that, you know, it's all over for them and Gonzalo Pineda at this point, but, you know, at some point you got to start picking up points and winning some of these games that fans expect you to. And, the thing for Atlanta United is they've kind of been in a rebuilding phase for the previous two or three seasons. It's kind of felt like a team in flux a bit, really, ever since the Frank DeBoer era ended. And the results matter this year. You know, there's not excuses of, oh, well, we have this bloated roster. The GM made bad signings. We're trying to work through some things. no, like this is a really quality team with good players, and they've been beset by injuries a little bit so far to start the season, but still, you would, even despite some of those injuries, they're better than some of these teams that they've been dropping points to, or at least been in position to take points from these teams and that they've given away here in recent weeks. So it just continues a string of disappointing performances for the team. And, you know, the good news is that they've got a couple home games now coming up again. They're on a kind of a stretch of, I think, like 5 home games and 6. And so they've got to take advantage of them, and hopefully they get some of these players back. I know Steven Gregerson, one of those center backs, your top center back, should be available here soon. I think he'll be available in the next game that's played, but they've really got to start picking up the points here, guys.
Wow, that was thorough. And it was great. It really was. We haven't had him on for a minute. He went through this whole segment like he was auditioning for SportsCenter. And he probably would have got the job.
He knocked it out of the park.
This is one after that. I got time for your park, questions. Man. Forget about it. We were gonna bring you in on something we talked about earlier and this and that, but listen, we just absorbing the information, Joe. That was wonderful.
And just think, man, this guy's been pulling late nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Flowery Branch.
That's Maybe, why.
I think that's why I'm that's going why. On and on. Because no. I'm just out of my gourd right now. I'm just out
no,
of
no,
my mind.
You're absolutely right. Because yesterday's show, I was on fumes. I had stayed up 24 hours because I had blessed. I had to work on Tyler Perry the night before. And we didn't get home. We didn't get released till like 4:30 in the morning. I just stayed up. And so yesterday's show is one of those I had to go back and listen to. I don't know what came out of my mouth. Hopefully Noel hit the dump button a few times. But listen, don't be a stranger, my man. Joe, as always, we love having you on here. Whether it's Atlanta United, whether it's the Braves, whether it's something having to do with any of the teams here in town. We get them talking about the Vibe, right? He probably got a opinion about them soon.
They're playing at 2 o'clock
yeah,
today.
Absolutely, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I always love just chopping it up with you and you guys letting me go off.
There you go.
I really appreciate it.
Great stuff, man, as always.
Joe Patrick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.